Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Down because of COVID-19, and many are not happy about it. While that's going on, the vaccine is actually being distributed in the UK, in Northern Ireland, in Scotland, and the Brits have it first with Pfizer, and the fact that they had the rolling trials, if you will, so the data was dumping in live as everything was happening. In the U.S., we've got some of the doses, but not ready for distribution, has to be rubber stamped from the FDA, and all that data has to be gone through yet, so it's at least another week and a half, maybe 2 weeks before that starts to happen. And then it's going to be the people who are the essential workers, the frontline workers in hospital care, et cetera, especially there, and then some of the people that are, some of the older people who are in assisted living facilities. But keep a close eye on what's going on with the VAC. There have been 284,000 deaths out of 15 million cases in the U.S. That's where we stand. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney. Hope your week kicked off in a good way. Can you believe it's less than 3 weeks before we hit the Christmas holiday? Hanukkah's right around the corner, and then we're into another year, 2021. It's interesting to me, people are talking about how awful 2020 was, and of course you think of the economic doom and gloom for so many and for the country, and the significance of what's happened with education, the fighting over masks, no mask, and et cetera, and what's now happened with COVID-19 here in the U.S. and, of course, worldwide. But in the beginning of 2021, it's not like we flipped the calendar and, wow, magically everything has changed. We still have to get through at least a couple of tough months. I mean, that's been the big warning anyway all along. And I think the fact is that there's so many that are COVID-weary. Like I said, 33 million Californians. Ask them how they feel about opening, not opening again, and the fact that they've had super spreading problems. So now they've got travel restrictions with this lockdown, and the restrictions vary a little bit by county, but pretty much, you know, if you're a restaurant owner, they're saying, you know, you're looking at poverty for us because of this strict COVID lockdown in Southern California. And they say, well, listen, the hospital beds where we are, there are so few hospital beds, the record levels that we are hitting, there is no choice but to do a stay home, save lives public service announcement for everybody to follow, because if it doesn't happen, and if you're not just going to work, not just going to the grocery store in and out, and this is going to be some of the harshest lockdowns that Californians have seen. I mean, this is real, and this is going to stay in place through Christmas because of the hospital intensive care beds being filled to capacity. And regionally, it varies a little bit, but not too much. They're saying, as one of the health officers in Southern California said, this quote stuck out to me, we can't wait until we've driven off the cliff to pull the emergency brake. We can't do it. So we have to require people to stay home, minimize contact with other households, and stay that way for at least 3 weeks and cover all the way through. So retail stores can stay open, although only at 20% capacity. Outdoor spaces like parks, beaches, but restaurants, bars, hair, nail salons, tattoo shops, all of them, boom, closed. California reported 24,735 positive cases in the last 24 hours. So the average average is 21,000 plus cases a day. They had a 10.5% 7-day positivity rate in the past week. That means if you break that down, let me put this in perspective for you. I mean, it is the number. 1 in 10 Californians tested for coronavirus and came back with positive results. So that rate is such a high rate. And I'll tell you where you don't want to be, and none of us want to be in this situation, especially if something does happen to somebody that we love or ourselves. In New Mexico, Michelle Lujan Grisham, who is the governor there, is saying that hospitals are in the situation where they're going to have to move to crisis care. And what does crisis care mean? It means you get to decide who gets a bed or not. They can ration care based on a patient's likelihood of survival. So somebody, maybe they would survive, but there's no room. So you got to go with somebody younger or somebody who looks like they're going to beat the illness off. And then the others, oh, well, good luck. And can you imagine doctors having to make that decision? That's where they were almost in New York in the beginning of this thing. This virus has just racked us. The surge in cases, the hospitalizations just pounding us, not letting up. I mean, the surge, it's not overblown. I know there's people listening to us in the Inland Empire and along the coast, and I lived in California. I certainly have lots of friends that live there, and I've heard their stories. But what do you do when you're setting these records? And yes, I understand that people are livid with the governor, especially after he pretty much broke his own rule. And that's ridiculous. So you see that and you say, well, you're not doing it, so why should we do it? But if they don't act, if you don't act, then the likelihood is it could get that much worse, at least from what we know from the hospitalizations. And I trust what's happening with the numbers of the ICU beds and what those numbers are, because I don't think they're finagled at all. I think that, unfortunately, that's what's happening. And, you know, you think of the doctors, the nurses, and all the people that are in these hospitals and how weary times 10 they must be. It's got to be terrible. You know, is it spreading even in Kansas? They're talking about the hospital running out of staff. And that's why so many people who retired are being called into action. Will you come back? Will you help? You know, when you have doctors and physician assistants testing positive on the same day and being pulled out of circulation at some of these, especially rural areas in rural Kansas, that's the story that I was reading, Rush County Memorial Hospital. It shows you the depths of what this is sadly like. You know, Arizona, our pals in Tucson listening on the great station KVOI, Arizona had their second highest COVID rise. And so now the tones are getting more blunt. And yes, we are weary. And yes, the back and forth and spinning like a top is, I think, what infuriates so many. And then not being at schools and not having the local economies run, of course, kills small business and kills the future for so many people. It's really, really tough, and I think the next couple of months are probably going to continue to be the same way. But then we're going to come out on the other side. Whew, thank goodness. We're going to come out on the other side as well. Numbers We Can Count coming up next.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
This is sponsored by the Salvation Army. During the holiday season, millions rely on the Salvation Army for help and hope amidst the pandemic, and the need is at an all-time high. However, the Salvation Army could see as much as a 50% decrease in funds raised by the iconic Red Kettles this year due to COVID-19, putting at risk their ability to provide shelter for the homeless, meals for the hungry, Christmas toys for children, and social service programs to our neighbors in need. All donations stay within the community in which they are given. Commissioner Kenneth Hodder, National Commander, The Salvation Army.
This year, we've seen what can only be described as a tsunami of need. In the history of our organization, we've never served this many for this long. It will take all of us coming together in order to help millions of others in need this holiday season.
For more information, please visit rescuechristmas.org.
Yeager, first person to break the sound barrier, dies at the age of 97, the pride of West Virginia. He was also a fighter pilot in World War II and a really good one. And Chuck Yeager is, or was, an incredible aviator and so fun to talk to. I had the chance to interview him one time in the very beginning of my career, and I will always treasure that moment. And he is a national treasure as far as I'm concerned. And it's interesting, too, because think about what has just happened. We celebrate, or I shouldn't say celebrate, but remember or honor the people who lost their lives at Pearl Harbor 79 years later. Can you believe it? The 79th anniversary of Pearl Harbor on December 7th. So we were just talking about that in our previous show. In the meantime, we look at the COVID cases and the numbers. 284,000 people, as I mentioned, have died in the U.S. according to John Hopkins worldwide. 1.54 million. I've been asked about those numbers a lot, that that recently people wanted to know more. What are the numbers and how do you fact check them and where do they come out of? And again, I think people are looking at this with trying to figure out what does it all mean and who can we trust and what are the numbers that are true and what are the numbers that are finagled. This is no finagling. In California, as they deal with this lockdown, Santa Ana winds bring a whole new meaning to a wild life with a wild fire. So a lot of power shutoffs are happening because of the danger of it, especially the wild winds. And you had a dry conditions. You haven't had any rain, and that's what's really, really prompted some of these shutoffs and these evacuations, and the red flags are up, and red flag warnings are in effect till Tuesday night because they've got strong winds and they have rapid fire spread, or at least the conditions for it. So when you look at Los Angeles, boy, it is just a hornet's nest of problems. This is near Santa Paula, where you had it just explode, erupt late in the morning. And the gusts were there, and that's, again, what happens. A brush fire pushed by the winds took off Monday morning near Ventura, northwest, too, of Los Angeles. And by the afternoon, what they're calling the Cornell Fire was 175 acres and had also led to several road closures as well. They just cannot catch a break in California, cannot catch it again. And, you know, here we go again with what are the wildfires there. And it's been one of the worst years ever for that. I mean, ever. All right, let's drop out and take one from Grimm, listening to us in the great state of Mississippi. Hey, Grimm.
Hey, Kate. You know something I didn't get with you last week on when I called in? You know that young man that watched that woman die and broadcasted it, and everybody's sitting there claiming that he's just trying to get famous on the Internet?
Uh-huh.
It's not like we ain't got enough problems.
Oh, I know. Yeah, the price of fame, I mean, what chasing it at what? Awful.
I have a hard time understanding some people. I really do. But
I agree.
And we got to work together on all this mess we got going on, for sure. But I just don't see it ever happening. I mean, just between the Democratic Party, you got bickering. I don't know. Did I mention, too, I wanted to create my own dictionary of common sayings, and then right next to honor amongst thieves, I was going to take a picture and put, because that's how you do the definitions by pictures, and then put the whole Democratic Party up there. But kind of like the Urban
You're
Dictionary.
Terrible.
To use pictures.
You're terrible, says, Grimm.
Well, you know, everybody says, well, right next to, you know, this word, is there a picture or
right.
a picture or whatever?
Right.
Why not create a separate dictionary and use common sense things?
I mean, here's the thing. If we don't find some common ground and there isn't a way to find some common ground, boy, we are, I mean, this is going to go on for, it doesn't matter who's in the White House and what happens. This is going to keep on going. The bickering, discord, the
voting.
Yeah. Yeah.
The 4 years, we're going to be stuck in the same mess.
Right. I mean, that's exactly what I said. Do we look in the mirror and say, mirror, mirror on the wall, where are we 4 years from now? It's just, we're in the same place. We're looking back at the same thing. That, to me, is very scary.
I sincerely think they need to do away with this mail-in ballot. You need to go down where you register your vote and vote there, and then it needs to be paper and counted, and you got members from, you know, the independent Democrat and the Republican Party sitting there making sure that the voting process is going through and counted right there. That's what
I think. I think take the day off, and then just, if you're going to do that, take the day off, make it a national holiday, and make it old school, like you just said. And it has to be where there's witnesses, no questions asked, and if you have to wait in a long line, then for the privilege of voting, you have to wait in a long line.
Well, make the voting go on all week, if you have to.
Yeah. Make it go on all week. We make up the rules, so why can't we make the rule? Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we're 3 months into this one already, and nobody knows.
Yeah.
right?
Yeah, why not do that and then not take the mystery out of it, and then all the taxpayer money or all the supporters' money that gets funneled into going through all this?
Oh, yeah. I still believe in the electoral process, too, but... It's, you know, a matter of voting out the electorate, you know, if he doesn't want to vote your way. Or you know, the way the public
electoral
votes,
college, you know,
I don't know, Comedy Central 101, I guess.
it is. Every day is a comedy. You're right.
It makes me laugh, you know. But that's the best I can figure is people just want some kind of entertainment. Stress and drama for some, comedy for others. I don't know, pain and misery for some, I guess. I just don't know.
Well, that's what it is. Comedy and tragedy, they go hand in hand. So that's what we're seeing. We're seeing both.
Yeah,
that's what I see. I see both too. And that, unfortunately, I mean, what are we being described as on the world stage? I mean, the United States, greatest country. Friend to all that kind of stuff. I mean, how can anyone lean on us, and how can we lean on each other if we don't somehow get out of this mess? And that's the problem. Thanks, Grim. The problem is the haters, the name-calling, the lack of civil conversation sometimes. I don't understand. I understand when people get hot and opinionated and everything in between, but what happened to civility? What happened to having... disagreements? What happened to finding some kind of middle ground, which is what we saw that happened with the stimulus? And now there is bipartisan agreement, and it looks like that may happen while people are drowning, while people are losing jobs because they can't come to an agreement on the Hill. And it's bad enough that you've got airline workers that are losing jobs, that you have so many people at all kinds of levels, blue-collar workers, white-collar workers, that could be thrown a lifeline if you would just get it together and get the stimulus passed. And what if it had happened before the election? What would that have meant? What would that have meant to thousands and thousands and thousands of people? Hey, coming up next, we're going to talk to Jenny DePasso about the incredible lion habitat in Las Vegas. When the pandemic first started, she filled us in on the cats, and now everybody has to wear a mask, but they are operational, which is really, really good, because the concern was, what are they going to do to keep feeding the cats and to get all the people to come back to the lion habitat ranch? Stay with us.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
For the sixth consecutive day, more than 100,000 Americans are hospitalized with COVID-19. More than 102,000 people are hospitalized with the disease as of Monday, according to new data from the COVID Tracking Project. As the country inches closer to 15 million total cases since the pandemic began, Dr. Anthony Fauci says the current spike in coronavirus infections could still get worse. The head of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases says we haven't felt the full effects of the Thanksgiving holiday yet.
You would expect the full brunt of the travel and the family setting gatherings with friends that you alluded to as being a problem. You'd expect that the effect of the Thanksgiving surge would be probably another week, a week and a half from now, because it's usually 2.5 weeks from the time of the event.
This is USA Radio News. Georgia's Secretary of State recertified the results of the November election Monday following another recount, a result that gave former Vice President Joe Biden a win by about 12,000 votes. But some, including Congressman Jim Jordan, still have questions about the election's integrity. The Ohio Republican has joined a number of conservative lawmakers urging President Trump to continue to contest the race, and tells Fox News that if Georgia's election officials are so confident in their processes, they should allow the examination of signatures on absentee ballots.
Why won't Governor Kemp in Georgia, for example, let us recheck the signatures and actually find out the rejection rate that Mr. Starr was talking about early? It was next to nothing this election when you got 41% of the electorate sending a mail-in ballot in. That defies any type of common sense. So why don't these guys let us check it out? If they're so confident their elections were fine, why don't they let us check it out? But they refuse to do so, and that's what's troubling so many Americans.
This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
I love lions. I do. Ever since I was a kid. In fact, I grew up in New York and then moved to Philly, and always my mother said that's where I wanted to go. They would take me to a zoo, and that was my first place. Even when I went out to San Francisco, always it was about the lions for me. So I thought it'd be fun to have some people in deep need. When you think of going to zoos and you think of special places, the Lion Habitat Ranch in Las Vegas is one of them, closed because, of course, COVID-19. So what does that mean for these lions who were showbiz lions and some other animals as well? Jenny DePasso joins us. She's the director of community outreach there. And also Keith Evans. He is the president of the Lion Habitat Ranch too. So welcome so much, Keith and Jenny. We appreciate you coming on.
Thank you so much for having us.
So tell me first what, and I guess, Keith, I'll ask you this. What is, you know, what does it take to feed the lions and feed the other animals and to support this effort here at the habitat?
Well, it takes about 13 to 14 staff members plus the money to pay for the food.
Yeah, and the food's expensive, right?
Yeah, they eat about 10 to 15 pounds a day each.
Wow. And so, Jenny, what does that mean when, you know, because you've been down for how long since the COVID-19 struck?
Almost gone on the 30th.
Yeah, I think about
March 14th.
Since March... March 14th. All right. So since March 14th, it's gone down, obviously.
Right.
And we've got Richard in the background. I love that. That's just like when I have the other with me. I call him Manchur, my husband. He's like, tell him that in the back. He always knows the facts and figures, so that's beautiful. I want to know about how this ranch started in the first place and where the lions came from and how long they've been there and all of that. I guess, Jenny, you could tell me that, right?
But of course, Keith has been involved with, big cats since the 70s, of course.
Mm.
And then in 97, Keith, you opened?
Correct.
In 1997, they opened up with the MGM lion habitat. And they were there. They were born in captivity. They were born to have a job. And these are the lions from that job, which we, in 2012, when they closed, Keith turned the place where they lived into a visitor venue in order to defray the cost of taking care of the lions. Right now, we have 30 lions. We have a beautiful giraffe, and he's a very famous giraffe that paints. He's the only giraffe in the world that paints with a brush.
Wow.
And it's magnificent to see. Plus, we have many, many rescued exotic birds and animals. And it's a great place for families and children. And we do all of the kids that are, in schools. And it's a great opportunity for them to learn, to preserve, to protect, to care, to love. And it's just a great sanctuary. And all of the animals are cared for in a very, very special and caring way. Not only Keith and his wife, Beverly, and all of the people that work there are truly connected and love what they do. It's an incredible sanctuary. And when everybody's out and back on planes again, please come to visit us. We're just off the strip. We're two blocks east of Las Vegas Boulevard, off of St. Rose Parkway. It's just a great place for families. And I think more people are looking for things to bring their families in, great places to see. And you walk away with a special place in your heart for incredible animals. And, if we don't take care of them, they're disappearing, as you know.
Yeah, and speaking of disappearing, Keith, obviously you have a love for big cats, so you jumped in here and you got involved. And what was that like for you when you first got involved and you swung open the gates and people were coming in? I mean, that had to be a good feeling, right?
Well, yes, except when we swung open the gates 6 years ago, there wasn't very many people coming in. It's taken a long time to build this up to where we're becoming breaking even. And then this coronavirus hit. So it's really put a dent in our operations.
So what do you do? I mean, like every other businesses in America, you're regrouping, you're reimagining, and obviously you're coming on shows like this. You're letting people know what they can do, how they can donate or get involved, that kind of thing. Is that primarily what you do in the beginning, try to stop the bleeding because you have to feed the lions and the giraffe?
Yeah, but it's with every other small business, we still have to keep our employees, and even more so in ours because of the requirements of staff that takes to feed that many animals and keep them clean every day, even though we don't have any guests.
Wow, and you had just really turned that corner where, as you said, Keith, 6 years, you were breaking even, people were starting to find it because people are looking for other things to do, and then this happens. So do you have a favorite lion? Do you have a favorite lion?
No, I love them all.
I like that that you love them all. See, I have to tell you, I'd probably play favorites. I know I would. Jenny, how about you? Tell us about some of your lions.
Some of the lions that I absolutely love is I love Dude, and Dude is a Barbary lion. And if you don't know, the Barbary lion is now extinct in the wild since the 1940s. And we have their bloodline there. And Bentley is another Barbary. And he's our photo opportunity where the Range Rover is parked. And there's a platform for Bentley to jump up. And it looks like you're in a safari with a lion behind you. And I love Bentley. Gosh, they're so special. And Benny knows how to wave. He's incredible.
Wow. And so they become like family, right? Because you see him every day or you pass by or that kind of thing?
You do. And when Keith is there, he steals the show because they all know their name, and of course they were born in captivity, and they have a special, and our staff too, but very special for Keith and his wife Beverly as well. When he walks by, their eyes don't take, they do light up, but they also follow him and hope that he's going to stop and scratch their head or scratch their body and say hello. And it's something you're not going to see in a zoo necessarily, and you're about 4 feet away that they're in their enclosures, and they have toys to play with and lots of enrichment, all kinds of great things that you can get to see a lion do where you're not necessarily going to see them anywhere else. Very special.
All right, So the Lion Habitat Ranch, what can people do? First of all, you've got a live stream up, right? We can go to the website and see the live stream?
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, we're not streaming on the website. It's on Facebook right now. And so we're doing live streams for the kids that have lost their school field trips that used to come here. So every day we're trying to do a live feed on Facebook for those kids.
All right, so go to Facebook, and it's the Lion Habitat Ranch, right, on Facebook?
HabitatRanch.org, yeah.
HabitatRanch.org. And if somebody wants to help, somebody has a wild idea, something that can help you or donate or any of that kind of thing, same thing, could they go to the LionHabitatRanch.org?
Yep, it's got a donate button right on the front page.
Awesome. All right, well, we're going to check back in with you, and we're going to check in on that video and watch some of your favorite lions. I appreciate you both coming on. Ginny, thank you so much. Keith, as
thank
well.
You, Kate.
And we wish you the best. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Good night.
See you in Vegas.
I'll see you soon in Vegas. Yeah, there you go. Once this all clears up. And I love these lions. I said it's my favorite. Lions and then a giraffe that paints. You know, there's a place called Fossil Rim, and I go there because of the giraffe, and I would love to see. They don't have lions there, but this place is supposedly so amazing, and I have had the pleasure of going there, and I am anxious to go there once all of it wraps up. And the video and of the lion streaming, you want to make sure that you go and you check that out by going to Lion Habitat on Facebook, and then you'll be able to see it. And how cool is that? But boy, oh boy, that is tough. So tough another fallout in a business where they had the love for the cats, they wanted to do something, they finally get to that point, like many of you know, as small business owners or even people who have built up bigger companies, you know, where you're in the medium range or so, I'll call it the medium range, and then you get to that point where it's like that, you're there on the plateau and you're feeling, starting to feel good. And then you get smashed with a pandemic. And this is what's happening to so many, many people. So check out the LionHabitatRanch.org, and you'll get that same feeling that I did. And, you know, you heard Ginny talk about the posing and how you can pose with the lions, and you see the baby lions. It's just amazing. Oh, I want to go there now. Let's get this pandemic over with. We'll all feel a lot better. All right, speaking of you and that tall guy in the back, we're going to the mailbag. Coming up.
This is sponsored by the Salvation Army.
During the holiday season, millions rely on the Salvation Army for help and hope amidst the pandemic, and the need is at an all-time high. However, the Salvation Army could see as much as a 50% decrease in funds raised by the iconic Red Kettles this year due to COVID-19, putting at risk their ability to provide shelter for the homeless, meals for the hungry, Christmas toys for children, and social service programs to our neighbors in need. All donations stay within the community in which they are given. Commissioner Kenneth Hodder, National Commander, the Salvation Army.
This year, we've seen what can only be described as a tsunami of need. In the history of our organization, we've never served this many for this long. It will take all of us coming together in order to help millions of others in need this holiday season.
For more information, please visit rescuechristmas.org.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Time to have somebody who knows what it's like to preach the word, so to speak, from the female point of view, in a sense, but I don't think the congregation would have cared either way because incredibly popular. Jean Webb Davis has written a book called A Word from Brother Jean. Jean, thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
So let's talk about your book. First of all, why did you write this book?
Well, I didn't plan to write a book in the first place. I hadn't even thought about it, and I was just writing a column for my church newspaper. But after 2 years of writing the column, I realized that I had something maybe that was of special value because it was simple and humorous, and it had ways to describe what it's like to live your life with God in charge and with the Spirit of God present and available to support and guide you. And so I thought, well, gosh, maybe more people need to be hearing about this. So I thought maybe I needed to write a book, and that's how it got started.
Yeah, and so you said it, you threw in a lot of humor, because I think sometimes that's what's missing, that people have, let's say they're secular people, they think,
yes,
there's no sense of humor here, but that's not true at all, right?
Well, I try to make, yes, it is humorous a lot, because I guess that I am just naturally, and so I don't think I could do it without being humorous, so there you go.
But, yeah, so in writing these stories for the church newspaper that really exploded in a very big congregation where lots of people followed you and, of course, followed what was happening. What was that like coming up with the subjects for the columns?
Well, it was pretty easy because I have lots of stories in my life. You see, I'm actually 86, and so I've had a lot of stories for a long time, and I just remembered some of these stories and how they applied to living with God in your life and what this meant and how to do it. And usually it was something funny that happened, you know. So I just put it together. And each chapter is only about 2 pages long. So I don't tell these stories for pages and pages. I tell the stories and I show how these show us how we can live with God in our lives. And I feel that most of the stories end up with the God part being quite profound. But it's simple in the first place and humorous sometimes. And then when I get down to talking about God, it can be profound and there can be a lot of wisdom in that.
Yes, absolutely. And one of the things that you tackle is something that we see what's always things that are happening in the world. And so what do you do? How do you find hope for joy and peace when the world around you is so chaotic?
Right. Well, you have to be grounded in God. You have to have put your life in God's hands. And you have to have accepted that God is in charge and that you will look to God for your solace and your help and your strength. And once that happens, then everything changes focus because you do have a means for help, even if it's not taking you out of the terrible stuff that's happening, but it's helping you find a way to adjust and to make the best of things.
Yeah.
And that's a whole long story, isn't it?
It is, but you're right, making the best of things, absolutely. And speaking of that, you were 55 and you became a Methodist minister in Dallas, Texas. What was that like?
Well, it was kind of difficult because I had been teaching school music, public school music, for 30 years. And a lot of the ministers in the conference, I'd been teaching their children, you know. And they said, oh, you shouldn't quit teaching our children music because that's what's good. And, you know, why bother being a minister when you're something you can do good? But, you see, way back in the 40s and 50s, I knew that I was meant to be a preacher. And there just weren't any women preachers in the Methodist Church in those days. And so I couldn't do that. And so I thought, well, I'm musical. I'll just be a minister of music. And so that's what I did. And I studied organ, and I became very good at the organ and piano and singing and choirs and all that sort of thing. And so I had a whole lifetime of teaching and singing and playing and everything. But it was totally inadequate. It was not what I wanted to do and was meant to do. But these preachers in the conference, they thought, oh, she's so good at music. Why does she want to do this? So, yeah, it was hard. And I just had to just do it anyway because this is what I was meant to do and had been putting off. And now, of course, they have all kinds of women ministers. And so once I saw that, my husband particularly pushed me. He said, Jane, you've got to go ahead and do this. And so I did. I went to seminary and got started.
And for you, what was that like? How did you win the congregation over after all that work?
It was very simple, very simple. Because I didn't have any trouble. Although the first time they met me after I had been appointed, they said, what are we going to do? Because they never had a woman preacher out in the country church where I was. And they said, what are we supposed to call you and everything like that? And I said, and that's when I thought of the name that my husband had teasingly called me when I first started seminary, and that was Brother Gene. And so I said, well, I guess you can call me Brother Gene. And so they thought that was hilarious, you know?
Right.
And so they were laughing about it, and I was laughing about it, and things just got off fine. And from then on, I didn't have any trouble at all.
Wow, see, so then again, there's that humor. So the humor were using in the columns, that you really had this heartfelt desire, but because you were a woman and it was the wrong time for that, because when you looked around, there was nobody doing that. And then your husband encouraged you, though. So how great is that? You had a husband who was like, yeah, you need to be there on the pulpit. You need to preach.
Yes,
That is something, right, to have a man like that?
Right, it really was. It really was. It made all the difference. And my father was a minister, too, and my husband was a minister, and my father certainly encouraged me also. But, you know, he had plans. Oh, you're going into music, you can direct orchestras and all that. Well, that wasn't what I wanted to do. It just wasn't.
Right, you wanted to do the other. Here's the thing. If I'm the director of the choir and you've done music all that time, I would be intimidated looking over at Brother Gene. I'd be like, oh, boy, I can't get away with that. What am I? I just got to be perfect. Were you easy on your musical people?
Well, I didn't have that many years, actually, working in the pulpit. I at my first little church, I think I ended up playing the piano for services. That's not, I had forgotten about that. The choir director directed the choir, but I accompanied her. See, I always get stuck into that because these people never seem to have enough pianists or organists or whatever to go around. So I did them both, and that's all right.
Yeah, so actually you were like the, it's funny, they call it the one-man band. You were the one-man preacher. You can go back and forth like, all right, we're going to take a pause here, and then you move over, and then you do a little piano, and so perfect is that. So, you know, it's interesting. You talk about it's all about hope. So give us a little hope. Should we still feel hopeful in these darker times?
Well, we don't feel hopeful if we don't know about God being there with us and God's presence, the Spirit of God, His presence in our lives is what gives us the possibility to hope. Because, and if we don't have that, if we have rejected that or turned it aside or left the church and you're not involved with God being present in this situation, you don't have the help that you need. It's very scary to be out there alone. But once you recognize that God is here all around us and in our hearts and in our lives, and God will hold us together and encompass us with His loving arms, and so that we have the possibility of great joy and peace and wholeness, even when the bad times come and terrible things happen. And our dear loved ones are died by the COVID and things like that. We still can trust in God because God gives us the ground for all of this.
Yeah, perfect place to end this. Brother Gene, I love it. Very, very funny. And you are very loquacious in your book, and it's excellent. So a word from Brother Gene. Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
Pick it up on Amazon, everybody. And thanks for listening to this version of the show.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again, now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.